You don't. So you don't have any sport.
Why do you like Messi?
Because he's one of the greatest ever.
Oh, okay.
And I want him to like win like his last chance to win the World Cup. So
right.
But why is he getting older?
Yeah, this is his last time. He's like 33, 34. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't Argentina be one of your main rivals though?
Well, but Venezuela is not making it. He's not even making it. Venezuela's not.
Okay, but if Venezuela was playing,
so you switch teams?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm like.
If Venezuela and Argentina are playing, of course I root for Venezuela.
Okay,
but Venezuela's not even in the World Cup.
Right. Okay.
It's like,
okay. So you've picked them for this World Cup.
Yeah, I want Messi to win. It's like Messi to me is like Kobe. It's like I was more of a Kobe fan than a Laker fan, for example.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I like good players, you know, to be like, for them to win, you know, because they're so good.
Yeah.
To like solidify their career to be they won a World Cup, you know.
Yeah, but there's so many other good players in other teams, but you just pick Messi because
he's the best one.
He doesn't want to lose. His country's already out of the not in the World Cup, so he's got to go with the winner.
Well, how come you don't like sports? Let's talk about
that. Let's drill down travel podcast. We could go like, people are traveling right now to the World Cup.
We got
to
introduce.
Welcome to another episode of Standby Podcast. We have our amazing hosts, two comedians, one of the best working today, JJ and Francisco.
Wait, which one is the best? He's hired.
But which one is the best? You said one of the best.
I said, just like how Messi is, you guys are two of one Messi. You guys are two guys in one Messi.
I didn't say that at all. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Works, he's hired.
Yeah. No, but we got today in the podcast, we got Jason Chaney. Is that your real name, Jason?
My actual name is Jason Chen. Did you just turn that on?
No, you're good.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Tony. Shout out to Tony.
You don't talk to Tony, man.
My bad, man.
He's broken the fourth wall already. Wow, this guy is really taking over.
We only talk to Tony through us.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Yeah. Can you tell Tony that he's doing a great job and I really appreciate
him? Tony, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Can you tell Jason?
No, you can talk
to him. It doesn't go both ways.
Thank you, Jason.
You get to talk to whoever you want. You can abuse that power if you want.
Fuck you, Jason.
There you go.
No, but thanks you for coming. So your real name is Jason Chen?
Yeah, it's Jason Chen. So and there's so many things. So Chenny is just a nickname that I picked up in middle school. One.
Okay.
Two, there's so many Jason Chen. So in the beginning, I put Jason Chen on all my socials, and people were like, hey, where can I see you?
Yeah.
And then there's this famous, famous, verified singer, Jason Chen. Literally, I went to Ventura Harbor Comedy Club one year, and it was like a festival. Mm-hmm. They literally have his face on the door.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
So it's a comic?
Thinking it was you.
What? It's a comic?
No, he's a singer.
They thought it was me because they Googled the picture. And then
I was like, at this point, I can't be doing this. They're just going to put other people's picture up. I swear to God. And it's huge at the door.
This is what
does he look like you a little bit?
A little bit.
There we go.
I can't front. Like, honestly, if you Google them, I'm not doing it as because you're just like
a Asian. We should put a video
of his face
in the post, like a little picture next to him.
Side by side.
Of the actual Jason.
I mean, those mistakes do happen, but usually it's... No, it doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I've shown up.
Well, that's why
it says JJ Whitehead, and it's a photo of somebody else that they Googled.
His name is Jason Chaney Whitehead.
Yes,
you're also Jason, though.
I am also Jason. Jason John. Yeah,
Jason John. Why Jason two John. J's?
I'd have to ask my parents because that's it's Jason John Ashley Whitehead.
Wait, you have Ashley too?
Ashley's like my middle name.
How you guys are doing a podcast together? How many episodes in and you don't know his middle name?
We introduce ourselves to each other every week.
Yeah, new things. I didn't know that Ashley.
Yeah, that's my middle name.
Why a girl's name?
It's a boy's name where I'm from. So.
Oh, really, Ashley?
Yeah, my uncle's name is Ashley, and so it's family.
Well, it doesn't matter. Names could be whatever.
I want to say I find it's impressive that your nickname was Chaney. It's one of those classic. Add the Y.
Yeah, Cheney. The name,
yeah.
Cheney.
Yeah. It's just some goofy shit.
Whereas, because that was how they gave me my nickname in grade school and stuff too, but it was Whitey, which doesn't work in 2022. Oh,
Whitey.
It's a great 90s. Actually, it's great Whitey. 80s, 70s, wow. 80s, and 90s. You'd hear people shout, Whitey, you want this? Whitey. And now.
Did you feel more powerful, especially back then?
I didn't. Like, I feel right. It's dangerous now. I feel it is dangerous now. Like, I still have old friends, and if we're out having a beer, like, Whitey, what do you want to drink? I'm like, don't. Stop saying that. Oh, whereas man. It was a great name in the 90s.
Do you still have friends actually still call you that, though?
A couple of them still go Whitey, yeah. Yeah.
Are they still... They're not from...
Well, it's weird because it was my father's nickname, too.
Whitey?
So I hear his friends... Yeah, Whitey.
Well, he comes from a family of racists.
It's, I did. So that's what it sounds like. So it's more the interpretation.
But before you came,
there's a baseball player called Whitey Ford. Whitey used to be a person's name.
I could see that. It fits your brand perfectly. It fits your brand perfectly. Because before Francisco showed up...
No.
Yeah. We're going to say this. We're going to put this in public.
No.
Wait, what?
He was calling little people midgets, number one. And they say they live in...
That's such a Whitey thing to say.
I did not. I was telling you about the Hobbit house.
That's even more disrespectful. I don't know why you would make stuff up like that, honestly.
It's a real thing. The Hobbit house in Manila. It's in Manila in the Philippines.
It's an actual place.
It's an actual real place. Yeah. And they have little people are the bands. And the servers, everybody working there.
Yeah.
And
is it small? Like the seats? No, like this.
Is it small?
No. Is it like you come in?
No, it's regular people seating.
Okay. Regular people.
That's disrespectful. Wow.
Here we go. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's coming.
You think? We're the same, man. We're all the same. They're not regular people.
It's good that this episode's not airing until I'm already in Asia. Because did you refer to yourself as a regular person?
Yeah.
Wow.
So before you came, he was showing me. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
It's all true.
No, I was going to say, your dad, did he like that you changed your name? Your last name?
He doesn't mind. I could totally see how, like, sometimes if people really want their last name, they're like, hey, this is like, I asked him, I asked my wife, and they're like, no, I like it. It's fun. Yeah. Oh, so okay. I just like, okay, cool. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Because where were you born?
I was born in Taiwan, Taipei, Taiwan.
I immigrated here when
I was 14.
Oh, so you were 14 when you moved?
Yeah, 14 when I came here.
Were you Jason over there too?
Yeah, well, everybody, because we speak, people teach English in Taiwan.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah, so
you learn English as a kid?
You learn English as a kid.
I didn't know that.
In elementary school and stuff, we have one class.
Okay.
Every you know, it's just like 8 or 9 different subjects.
Oh, got it,
You know how a school works? They have 8 subjects.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, but English is one of the things.
Oh, got it. So you're Jason over there.
Yeah, it was Jason. I have a Jason.
I thought that was your, like, American
I just picked
name.
It when I came here.
Yeah.
Well, we still picked it. You know, my mom gave it to me. Like, yeah, my mom gave me the...
When you were born.
But how do you say Jason in
Jason?
Jesse?
Jason?
No,
just with more urgency. Jason. Jason.
Like, if you're late for somebody.
Oh, okay.
Whitey, this is...
Whitey.
The way you're doing this is very offensive. Dude,
everything I do is offensive.
He's like, hey, Jason, you know, I'm going to Taiwan. I'm doing this tour in Asia, and I love Taipei. I love that you guys eat bugs
Taipei.
And stuff.
I did not say that. I said we went to this market. I'm looking forward to going back to this market.
Huge. And next to it, people are eating bats and giving us COVID. That's what you said.
Oh, he's making it up now. He's making it up. Does everybody in Taipei lie like this? Is that another
that's
stereo?
That's within our culture. Actually,
I do want to kind of can you quickly explain, because I mean, some people don't know, or especially coming from you, like, what's the whole...
not even curious about the bugs?
Yeah,
I want to, like, I think this is important for people to know, like, what's the Taiwan, you know, like,
China thing,
like, just like a quick thing, just to kind of...
Yeah, the quick thing is just that, so China, they are dictators, and they're very like they think they're better.
Yes.
Kind of like how JJ is.
They're the whiteys.
I love you.
Asia.
They're the whiteys of Asia.
Hey, look, I've asked people to stop calling me whitey and captain and leader. But
no, but you have such a kind heart. People know that you're kidding. But if they don't, they're too sensitive.
No, it disguises my evil.
Yeah, it disguises your evil. Yeah. Yeah, but isn't it? Yeah, you don't mean it. But
okay, so wait. So
China?
So Taiwan is like, is this part of China or it's not? Was part of China or was always by itself? We were,
used to be under British.
Well, let him.
Yeah, can I say some stuff?
Yeah. Go.
I'm asking the question. He's just
honestly, he probably knows more than I do because he probably.
Well,
no,
well, let me him.
Yeah, can I say some stuff?
Yeah. And
then you get out. Yeah. So, but China. So it was a civil war. We were part of China. I feel like all the neighboring countries like Korea, Japan, they're all just China at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be wrong. Okay, people probably hate me right now, but but because of the civil war,
when
we lost. It was 1949, okay. Around that time,
uh-huh.
Wow. 47 or 49, yeah.
And there was a war, and then Taiwan lost? Or China lost?
No, Taiwan lost. So, but it was, Taiwan was Chinese.
Uh-huh.
We were all Chinese.
Okay.
And we lost the civil war.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
the north and the south here?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And then, so we went to the island... And yeah, we just fleed, and then we built our own. Yeah, we flee to the island,
which is now Taiwan.
Which is now Taiwan. It was Formosa at one point because
Formosa Cafe.
Yeah, like the bar.
Yeah, that's the Taiwan. Yeah,
Formosa Cafe. That's Taiwan.
Bar. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, our country is named after the bar Formosa. we took over the culture
from
the bar.
Can't wait to go now.
Yeah.
So then everybody moved there, and then they're like, well, we're just making our own country here.
Yeah, we're just making our own stuff.
But then China is like, no, you guys still belong to us.
Yeah, you guys are us.
So it's like Russia with the Ukraine.
Exactly. Or America and Britain, the Great Britain.
What?
You guys won, though. But not you guys, but like...
Or you mean Canada? You know, like, yeah, Commonwealth countries maybe in Great Britain.
Yeah, stuff like that.
No, but also it's different because the English came here, you know. I mean, this is Native American land. That's more like... It wasn't like part... Like,
different land, yeah.
It's a different land. Like, I think with like... I mean, I'm not trying to get in their size, but with like China and like... And Russia is kind of like, but that was ours. And now you guys became a new one. It's kind of like the U.S. Like if the U.S. is like California goes like, well, we're going to become a new country. And then the whole U.S. is like, but you belong to us. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty much like that. And then they're like, we're like, no. But then, yeah, it's true. I mean, we still, but it's like we built our own government and we have our first woman presidents in Asia. And, you know, legalized same-sex marriage. Like, our ideas are very democratic and free.
And you were under British advisory until recently. So the British handed it back over to China. And I feel like if we were
for
to
China
do like...
China or Taiwan?
Back over to China. Back over to China. So Britain was, whatever you want to call it, the purveyors.
We got ran through it, though, because we were... owned by Japanese people for several years.
All right.
You guys are having a lot of trouble finding your own autonomy, really.
I know. Like... We're just getting bullied, man. We just want to live.
So can you go to China? Like people will be like, hey, will you...
Maybe extremists, but I've never. Like, I've been to China many times, and it's just cool. Sure. Most people don't care.
Don't care?
Yeah, most people, it's just really the politics.
That's the power. They want the more power.
Exactly.
You have different citizenship than China?
Taiwan.
It's a country.
But it says Republic of China, like on the passport. It says Taiwan, Republic of China.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says Taiwan, Republic of China on the passport.
So you would still have to, you wouldn't just be able to go to China. You would still have to have a passport and shit like that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's not like you could cross the border with your ID.
Yeah,
it's
not like going to
Canada,
Nevada,
Detroit.
Like,
you still need a passport, yeah. That's a great question.
And then you moved here with your family at 14?
So I came here alone by myself.
Whoa.
Wow.
Because I'm like Columbo.
Cool.
Columbus.
It's Columbo.
Christopher Columbus?
Columbo's the investigator.
I like that.
Yeah, what?
Columbus was the detective from the 70s.
Yeah, the TV detective. So
I am like Columbo. I was trying to see new things.
Yeah.
Colombo or Columbus?
Both together. I'm Colombo.
He came over here Columbus and solved a few crimes.
He did it.
He brought three ships.
What a loser, dude.
Yeah.
I was a man.
Yeah, you don't know the niña, la niña, la pinta, y la Santa María. I remember that.
You guys know some stuff.
Those are the names of the, three ships, you know. But so you came here by yourself?
Yeah, so one of my really good friends.
What was that?
Huh?
You were like...
I was coughing, and I'm a professional, so I don't want to put it in
but
my...
But it was a weird move.
I coughed right
It was a very professional move.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
Sorry.
All right.
We'll accept it. So I came by myself.
Why?
So I have a really good friend, and I was like a naughty kid. I always disturbed the class, and I know that I have a face that looked like I would be decent in school.
Yeah.
But if I start talking, people are like, "Well, he's on the spectrum for sure."
Okay. I think both. Well, I think like yeah.
You think I'll be good at school and I'm on the spectrum?
Yeah.
Dude, I was a laugh.
That's why you'd be like Columbo.
Oh, sorry, which spectrum are you?
what do you mean?
Because you weren't smart.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
So it was the opposite.
You were like, in the dumb spectrum.
In the dumb spectrum, yeah.
All right. I really have to explain this to you? You are.
Well, I am dumb. Yeah. That was a test.
You got kicked out.
No, I didn't get kicked out. Why are you adding information?
But you were saying that you were bad at school. And
I was terrible at school. And I was always like... acting up and stuff.
By the way, because the whole thing with like Asian culture that is that they're very organized, very respectful, very smart. Everybody. So like,
what's the opposite?
And the Yakuza.
Were you like you probably were like here in the U.S. you're probably normal, but over there you're like, oh, this guy's like, he's like, he probably went like, hey, and they're like, you, what are you doing? You know, like here you're like normal. I don't know, like
he's
what's
a
that
savant.
A thing?
Honestly, it's a real thing. That's a real thing. But then I just took it to another level too because it's so strict. So when I came over, I went to a military boarding school.
Here.
Oh wow.
Yeah, called Army and Navy Academy because
by
I was with my good friend. Yeah, by choice, actually, because my friend's going, and I was like, bro, I would love to go to a military school, because dude, cause in Asia, teachers cane you, like pretty, cane and spank,
they
you know,
hit you, yeah.
They like, for real, they're not like pulling anything, but so after my
so
parents
military school is like a holiday.
Too. Exactly, it's like a vacation, honestly. Right. Yeah.
I don't get hit.
You don't really get hit, but you get, you know, punished or whatever. You march, whatever the thing is. It was awesome. I loved it.
But where
for
was
two
this?
And a half years. It's an Army and Navy Academy in Carlsbad. And I was really lucky that my parents got to send me here. So I came to the U.S. for 2.5 years by myself before my parents moved.
They were like... They you were like the test. You're like, hey, let's see how he does.
Yeah.
It's like he's still alive in 2.5. All right, we can move. You were like
safe over there.
You're the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like the bait.
Yeah, you were the bait. You're like, well, he's nothing. Water safe.
Yeah, water safe. We could go. Take my sister there. But that's why that's
what
how
do
I,
your parents do?
They're they do manufacturing for clothing. My dad used to work for Kmart, and then when Kmart wasn't doing good, he decided to open his own manufacturing company for clothing. And
it's called Walmart.
it's called Walmart.
He's a villain.
It's called Target. Right. Excuse me. We're better. And by that time, we were fortunate enough. And, I mean, my dad, then he sent me to the U.S. I didn't live with my parents until fifth grade. I lived with my grandparents because they were working hard because they're immigrants.
All right.
Because
your parents were working, so they couldn't take care of you.
Yeah, but they were working. That's why I got to come here. Because Tony, they're hard workers.
I think you are in the spectrum. I don't know what you're talking about. Like you keep going like, and then moving him, and then I'm like, what's going on?
I'm just adding information.
Yeah,
man.
He's just saying
it was,
right?
It was
hard workers.
But then I got lost. Like you came here, your parents came here, and then
your parents came 2.5 years later. Yeah, they're hard workers.
He spent
a lot of time in his life living apart from his parents because they were working so hard.
Thank you.
So his grandparents took care of him a lot.
And then when the
opportunity came to send him to a foreign country to go to school, that was even less responsibility for them so that they could work more. So they did it. So they sent him to America.
Well, it's like you're like R2D2. He's C3PO.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. You're like,
my shit is a little sporadic.
Yeah, you're like, and then he just wrapped it up.
Yeah. How many people from Taiwan have got a whitey to translate for them before? I couldn't resist.
That's so nice, man.
But so you have other family? I mean, like, sorry, like siblings or stuff like that.
Dude, is this the questions that you ask every guest?
We often do.
Like, oh, really? Well, are you guys actually interested in the thing, though?
We like to...
Because we like to ask
our guests, like, what kind of travel experiences... Because we feel that being a stand-up comedian, it actually lends itself a lot to, you know, wanting to sink yourself into the job. You have to put up with a lot of things on the road.
I haven't seen your serious face until right now.
Oh, sorry.
That was a good serious face.
It's really hard to have a serious face with this porn tash we got going on right now. How do you take this guy seriously?
The vibe was really strong when JJ's face turned seriously. But you were saying that through the lens of
like you obviously had a lot of independence.
Yeah, you were like living by yourself.
So, and I think that helps you become a comedian.
I think so too.
Because
it's easier.
You have to have that kind of independence, and like not just a comedian, but I think musicians, artists, you have to have that kind of independence when you're traveling around.
Yeah.
You know, doing gigs at the beginning level for very little money, stuff like that. You're roughing it a lot.
Yeah. Still. Yeah.
So that's why I do ask our guests. What kind of traveling they did and stuff like that.
Like,
well, I moved like 10, 11 schools.
When you were here?
No, when I was in Taiwan. Oh. And then here, like, I dropped out of high school I went to three different high schools.
Where was this?
In San Diego.
In San Diego. So that's where you grew up?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, San Diego.
Okay.
But yeah, I always moved.
Yeah.
And then always was different schools, you're right. And then always try to adapt to the new environment.
Did you go to college?
I did go to college because even though I'm on the spectrum, I did my best. Tony, I did my best.
That's very impressive.
Thank you.
He's talking to Tony.
Yeah.
You don't
talk to Tony.
I'm sorry. Can you tell Tony?
Tony, he said thank you. I don't know.
Dude, I just want to say before I continue that you guys have such a... This is why I love you guys, because you guys have such an endearing energy, both of you guys individually. Oh, well, it's so nice. And that's like really... It's not everybody has the endearing, loving energy. And I remember the first time I met you guys. This is going to get a little bit cheesy. But no, just a real quick thing. Yeah, you always have that. And Francisco, too, is just like a really genuine... person, like nothing like really weird. But anyways, back to the most important guest.
Well, we're immigrants and we're afraid of getting kicked out of the country.
Don't worry, we'll cut that part.
Send it to me so I can watch it. You're so nice, Jason.
No, so I wanted to see if you went to college. So you went to college. What did you major in?
I major in marketing and sociology. So this is a crazy thing.
Where'd you go to school?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay. I don't know, because I wanted to cut you before you went on another tangent. That wasn't the question that I asked.
Okay. I'm gonna get
trying to reel you in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys are keeping me on track.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I feel now I'm, you know what? Now I'm getting, I think I'm sympathizing with the teachers in Taiwan, because I want to cane you right now. I'm like, just fucking answer the question.
Can you tell Tony that was disrespectful on your part?
I don't have any switches.
So oh, okay.
I don't have any canes.
Well, do we have like water? Do we have water? Spray water?
Yeah.
This is not a Nickelodeon show.
I know.
You
That's
got
really
slimed.
Nice of you. You got your ass beat too. I'm sure.
No, I know. In Venezuela, I mean, it was they never hit people.
Right? Really?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I thought they
would.
It
was very like here. Like, I mean, there was no difference between. Mean they only thing with the language, but
Francisco, please. Venezuela is like a third world country.
No, it's not. But it's like very Americanized.
I'm just joking.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to because
because you're gonna frame me as saying something about Venezuela.
Yeah, I was going to.
What did I
was going to?
Well, so what happened? You were going.
Okay, so this is what's crazy is that so I dropped out of junior year. I worked in a Sunglass Hut factory, and I served at night because I was doing a lot of drugs. I did drugs early on.
You did drugs, really?
I don't look like I do drugs, yeah. But that's why.
What drugs did you do? Let me guess.
Okay, sorry. Go. We already said it.
NyQuil?
It's actually titled on PM. I go crazy.
No, what the drugs did you do?
I loved ecstasy. That's like my thing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I smoked so much weed when I was like 15 all the way to like 17. Okay. But
sounds like you needed to be sent to military school.
I did. Yeah. But I loved I was really into that.
Did you do heroin?
No, I didn't do heroin. I tried meth one time.
Really?
Yeah, I hit it one time, and I didn't like it. Yeah. And coke, sometimes I do it here and there, but I don't really, like, maybe once a year with a friend when they're...
I don't think you should do coke. You're, like, coked all the time. Like, your energy. That's not true. I feel like... Already have high energy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Doesn't coke just give you energy? I don't know.
But sometimes I've heard that it gives you the opposite effect, which, like, it shows... but anyways...
You want to answer this question?
Why do I become the authority all of a sudden?
Because you were very quiet. You're like,
it's not about me.
It's not about a huge line.
Yeah. JJ's like, I'm good.
It can give you a limp dick if that's your...
Limp dick? No, I'm talking about, doesn't it give you, isn't it like Red Bull? Like energy?
That's why.
I thought that's why people do coke.
Red Bull would be like caffeine.
But I thought coke gave you energy.
That's why it's called marching powder. Yeah.
Wait, I've never heard marching powder before.
Never heard cocaine referred to as marching powder?
No.
Yeah, there's probably some sort of historic.
Yeah, that's a very like
probably a wartime reference.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
why it was marching powder. But yeah, it's called.
Yeah,
that's to give you energy. That's why.
I mean, it's got lots of nicknames. I don't know if you've heard this about coke, but it's a popular drug. So it's got several nicknames.
Killing people.
And none of them are like lay in the couch kind of references.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing with that indica weed? Try some of this cocaine if you want to chill and binge watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, that's the reason I ask him. Is like he's so energetic. I was like, why would you want to do coke? Because you already have energy. You know what
I mean? No, I don't want to. But sometimes, you know, your friend has it and then you're like, oh, no, I'll try it.
What?
You're like, what?
That's such a normal, that he's like saying, he's like,
you might want to try yes ending before we get our guest in deep shit.
But the way he says is like, sometimes, you know, your friend, it's like saying, well, you know, I don't eat sweets, but, you know, sometimes he's got a cookie and I'll eat it. But it's like, you're talking about coke. I mean, your friend, I mean, if I got friends with coke,
dude,
I'd be
you've been in LA for so long. Why are you acting like this is a...
Yeah.
I don't do hard drugs.
Look at his face.
Leo DiCaprio, man.
So it was his birthday last night.
Leo DiCaprio. I don't do hard drugs. And I don't do Marvel superhero movies.
He was, really?
That's what he said. Like, no, that's why. That's actually
the DiCaprio thing.
No, he told that. That's an advice he told Timothy Chalamet.
That don't do hard drugs or Marvel movies
or superhero movies.
What?
Because he's like, if you wanna, because he's in that level. He's in that same level of DiCaprio roles. So he's like, just you don't need to.
You should have seen him last night at his own birthday. He does, because he's a good host, but he brings around edibles and drugs.
For other people.
And he doesn't reveal that he hasn't done much of it. He's like, here, have this edible. And so I had the edible, and I was like, did you have one? He goes, oh, I had a little bit, and I haven't seen it. And so I feel like he pushes it on everybody else.
He wants other people to have a good time.
Gets everybody else all fucked up, but doesn't go like, I don't do anything. I just go, here, have some of this.
Yeah, do crack. This is really exciting. You have a great time. We have needles in the back.
It's sneaky, man.
We have needles in the back.
Yeah, he brought me so much extra drugs and alcohol last night, and
it was just
no marching powder,
just shots of tequila.
It's good. And some sort of peanut butter whiskey thing.
You had peanut butter whiskey? It's pretty good.
Oh,
Screwball.
Oh, I love it.
That was a weird move after shots of tequila. And then I thought, that's why, because he's only dabbling a little bit here and there. But I'm like four shots of tequila in and I'm holding this peanut butter thing. I'm like, this can't be my stomach needs
right now. Yeah.
But I actually felt good today.
Yeah, well, we know why. Because you had about, that much. You had a quarter of what everybody else had.
This is like, I feel great. I had so much water last night. Yeah. Everybody was fucked up.
So sorry, let's go back. So you were studying marketing and sociology.
But okay. So what happened was I dropped in college.
Because you were doing drugs.
Yeah, because I was doing drugs. But in another drug tangent.
He's such a troublemaker.
No, no, he was definitely set.
You don't got to keep doubling down on it.
You're like, you're a piece of shit. you guys eat bugs in Taiwan and you guys do drugs.
I didn't say that.
You'll never make it, Jason.
All right, cancel, so Jason.
No, I'm kidding. I was in college, Miramar College, and I had
Miramar, isn't that where Top Gun is?
It might be. It was in San Diego. Is it in San Diego? Yeah. Then yeah. Wow. Top Gun.
Miramar, right?
I think I saw Tom Cruise one time flew by. I was like, I think that's Tom. Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. So I had terrible grades, and one of my teacher, I was failing community college, and one of my teacher was like, hey, what do you want? I skipped all the classes and. It was a business class. Mm-hmm. This is how I got into a university because of him. Like, because I wanted to transfer out to a university. And the only reason I did that is because he gave me an A, because he asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I wanted to do white rider rafting. I want to do stand-up comedy. And I wanted to get my motorcycles license. And I just did stand-up. He's like, hey, write me a thing, because I skipped most of the classes, and mm-hmm. he's like, write me like a 5-minute set and I'll pass you. And I didn't even write a 5-minute set at the end of the quarter mm-hmm. or semester, but he just gave me an A anyways. And when I applied to the universities, when they accepted me, they're like, the only reason why we accepted you because you did well in this one class. Or else I wouldn't have been accepted to any
class. Wait, so what? Why did this guy help you if you didn't do anything?
I don't know. Like I don't.
Did
I,
you?
He
did
just
you had?
I sucked his dick.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what yeah. I meant. Yeah.
I used did two you? Hands.
Did you? I don't know. It's a good content right
your,
here.
Your birthday's changed you, man.
Good
you're,
content.
Such a shitster.
You're
such a shitster.
I mean, I just don't understand.
Today.
Like, why would?
Honestly,
like,
I don't know.
Why,
I have a. I have
did
a
you
good...
talk to him? Have you ever asked him like, hey, why?
Or, why were you nice to me?
Why, yeah. Why were you, because he's like, because I understand. He's like, look, if you do this, like, I'll pass you. But you didn't even do it.
Right.
And then I'm like, then why is he still passing you?
It was anal.
I honestly
don't know. I think it was good, like it's just good energy. Because every time I showed up, I would show up to his class.
Yeah,
I would have good energy, and I wanted to learn. And I was like, you know, I was
maybe
sad.
He thought maybe the probably he thought he was like you were like you know like mentally challenged
on the spectrum
on the spectrum right? The spectrum. And then he's
hey,
like,
can you tell Tony to fuck off? Can you tell him not to speak?
Yeah, because I could see that where he's like, he's
why
like,
does a producer have
he's
a
like,
mic?
He's like, because he's talked to you. He's like, Jason, if you write one set, I'll pass you. And he's like, and you're like, yeah. Is that how he
maybe
talked to you?
No.
Like you
he's
were
like,
deaf?
You. Yeah, he's pointing. You.
You.
Right.
Right. And I'll pass you.
Pass you.
And you're like, yeah, sure. Yeah. It's like that episode of Seinfeld when they think Kramer is like mentally challenged.
Oh, right.
Because he,
the dinner.
Yeah, the dinner. He's like, because he goes to the dentist and he can't, he's got like all like fucked up on, and he's like,
yeah.
So and that's what I like maybe that's what I mean. I don't
it
know.
Might be. Maybe
so then,
was,
wait, so then you got passed, and then you went into which university? Did you
it's go? Called Concordia University.
Concordia?
Oh, yeah.
Concordia.
Yeah.
Right. Where's that?
That's in Montreal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you went to Montreal.
Hey, look at my face.
Wow. So you know French?
I'm cultured.
Québécois French.
Yeah. Québécois un petit peu. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody say un petit peu. I'm sorry.
So you went to study in Montreal.
Yeah, for a year and a half, and then I came back because I dropped out, and I went to a community college again for another half a year, and then...
So have you ever graduated?
No.
The All School right. of Comedy.
Okay, no, so then when
Honor.
Did you start doing stand-up?
2013.
Okay.
But like that was after that in college. Montreal?
I think so. Yeah. Oh yeah,
it was. You started in Montreal.
No, I started in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah, right. 2013 October.
Right.
And yeah.
Why did you want to do it? Did you always want to do it?
No, I was really sad. I was a sad boy.
Oh really?
Wow. Yeah, I was a sad boy.
That's called a drug come down.
Yeah.
That's from
the
years.
That was like 3 years. Bro.
Years of binging uppers, and then you're like, I'm sad for some reason. Well,
yeah.
The serotonin just shot. But yeah, I wanted to do it because I was like, if I would, I maybe this is like not funny, but I feel
you don't
like
have to be funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I was like, if I was going to die, I wanted to do something, what would I do? And the bucket list is stupid. I told you it was just a motorcycles license. And yeah, so all those three things. And one of them was stand-up because I love when other people are laughing.
Mm.
And yeah. I love to laugh.
Got it.
I love to laugh, man.
Right.
And I always watch Kevin Hart. Like, I am on the spectrum because I don't watch a lot of, like, I didn't watch a lot of TV shows. I would rewatch shows. Like, I rewatched Rush Hour.
That's a very spectrum thing when you, like, do one of the same thing.
One of the same
thing? No, I mean, like, and that's not, I'm not saying that's not a bad thing. Messi, I'm talking about one of the greatest players.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be, like, a little bit on the spectrum. That's why he's so good at it because he can concentrate all your attention in one thing. And that's why you become, like, a great, you know, like, we're all in the spectrum, by the way.
Yeah.
We're all in it. You know, we're all in it. We're just different
spectrum,
levels.
Spectrum, yeah, different levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you kept watching Rush Hour.
I kept watching Rush Hour like 300 times.
But that wasn't Kevin Hart. That was
That's Tuck. My second one. That's first one was Rush Hour. It was through middle school when I first came.
Is this because of? I mean, not to be
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe, probably, but I just thought it was hilarious. Like,
yeah, no, it's a funny movie. Yeah, but it was like, did you feel like I could play that part?
No. At the time, I never even have a thought. Like,
it was just a comfort zone thing.
It's a comfort zone
playing
thing.
It all day. Yeah.
Playing it all day. Exactly. It was a comfort zone.
Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that was your thing.
What's your
that
comfort was your zone radio. Movie?
Yeah. Do you have
I have different phases, but right now I play Rick and Morty. Like, I've seen the new season Rick and Morty, but I put that on sometimes. Sometimes that's my radio. That's my background radio.
Mine is Seinfeld. Just
and
let
Seinfeld.
It on.
Oh, really? Whenever Seinfeld's on,
just
I like
let
to watch
it on.
An
I could work on other stuff, and then I can just.
We've got the. Yeah,
you guys are on the spectrum
it's
too,
the
man.
Background.
We're all in the spectrum. Tony's in the spectrum.
That's what the fucking spectrum is.
Hey, so wait.
It's a spectrum.
Wait, now we know.
We're not on the spectrum.
Wait, now we know who's in the angry spectrum. Fucking Tony. He's like,
we're on the fucking spectrum, Ray. So that's why it's called a fucking spectrum.
Tony's replaying like, Sopranos at his place on repeat.
Yeah,
he's got
Sopranos, Scarface, all the crazy.
Fuck yeah.
Just angry
Rambo.
Tony the Tiger commercials.
Angry shows.
Yeah.
So
then that's so
why is Saving Private Ryan on every night at your house?
Yeah. It's just on full blast.
And it's just the first part. Just the first part when they're all killing each other, right? When they land on the beach.
On repeat.
Just that part.
Yeah.
Not the nice parts, just that one.
Not the saving part. Just
No. Yeah, just Ryan. So then you started doing. So then, okay. So
I started doing stand-up.
Then you started watching Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I started watching Kevin Hart. Like every day, I watched his. Yeah, it was. I think it was Seriously Funny. Or and I watched Think Like a Man too. But I loved every day. I just before I go to sleep, I'll just play it and fall asleep because I just think it's so funny. But the first time I saw it was in ninth grade, and I didn't get it because I still didn't get the American culture nuance, referencing
right.
the language. But 10th grade, that's when I watched Kevin Hart every day. And then college, I watched Kevin Hart too. And and then when I was 23, 2013, I was like, hey, man, if I'm going to die, I'm just going to. Because I never even thought entertainment was ever a thing.
Yeah, like, well, that's a very,
right.
like,
yeah.
for
yeah.
us,
yeah.
we come, like.
Yeah, you
like,
wouldn't think of that
I
as
would never, I never, never thought that was a thing at all, like a possibility. It wasn't even, like, a thing. Like, you, like, it's, like,
no
not
way.
Real. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like saying, like, it's like saying, like. Like, well, you know you can fly. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like,
no,
you can't.
No, other people can fly.
No, other
people,
yeah,
fly.
Like birds can fly,
yeah,
but
birds
I
can
can't.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
My city didn't even have a comedy club when I was
growing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Halifax. It's got one now, but.
My whole country didn't have a comedy club.
Exactly. So, yeah. So we're the same.
We're the same.
Yeah. You're totally the same.
We're totally the same. We're relating.
So.
Jason's.
And then, So, but you're also married, right?
Yeah, I'm also married.
How did you meet your wife?
Excuse me. I met my wife when I was in.
What is this?
This is my character.
I was like.
It's gonna. I think this is gonna go down an abduction route.
Yeah. Like, what's going on?
I met my wife when I was in high school.
High school.
Yeah, we was. I was 8.
Because that's what I wanted to ask. It's like, so you were all like crazy in your drug thing, and then she still like you.
Yeah, and she was the one that kind of
took
me out of the whole, my friend. Slowly. Yeah. But also, I was like, cool, dude, because I do drugs, man.
Oh, well, you were cool to her?
No, I don't think she'd think I was cool. I asked her. She was like, no, that wasn't cool. But I thought I was cool.
And she's just from San Diego?
She's from San Diego. She just wanted to save you.
She's born in Denver.
She wants to fix her up.
So she's just American.
She's American, yeah. She's American. Got it. But her ethnic is Korean. She's South Korean.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
got
but
it.
She's a quarter North Korean because her grandfather is
quarter North Korean.
Her grandfather escaped from North Korea.
Ooh.
Her grandfather was actually one of the captains for Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un's father.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And one day they're on a cargo ship, and they were dropping off, like, food for one of the villages in Pyongyang.
Yeah.
And he went for it. He did, what is it called, the air parachute?
Uh-huh.
And then he just left on a boat and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
So So he just jumped off the plane to go to South Korea?
Yeah, to go to South Korea.
Did he land in South Korea?
He grabbed a parachute.
He had a parachute. He like, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he landed and he just went.
Imagine like all the guys is like, hey, like well, they're your grandpa's name or her grandpa's name. It's like, hey, can you pass me? What the fuck? He just jumped.
Because I've seen. Cause I'm,
what happened if like, but you got to be smart too, because it's like, what happens if you jump and then like the wind takes you and takes you back to North Korea? It's like,
back to the capital. Everybody's lined up in front of the capital. Back to Kim Jong-un.
And he just lands
in.
I
meant to come.
And then he's like, everybody's quiet. He's like,
Everybody's like, why'd you come in a parachute today?
Just,
spice it up a little bit.
You'd be very wary of the wind if you're going to.
Because
I've never heard that story kind of story before. Because I've seen the footage of people running is it the demilitary
zone? Yeah, because it's such
a far
thing.
And you see every now and then, like I saw one a couple years ago of the guard just going for it, right? They're all there. And then he goes for it. And immediately they're firing on him.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know if like, that question that you know, but like, do people in North Korea know they're, because obviously the communication is not like, do they know they're in this like prison basically? Or like,
I don't think so. Well,
right?
So here's
it's
the
like,
thing.
Yeah.
Her grandfather is definitely from North Korea, but I made up the parachute part.
Right.
Wait, what?
I just made it up.
He made the escape up.
He didn't know.
He didn't know we deep dive.
Yeah, I didn't know you.
He's probably just the guy who ran for the border. Oh man, now I've got people parachuting when they can.
That would have been more fun.
I know. I wanted to make it.
You should find out the escape story.
I should. I'm going to. But he did escape. But I think most North. It doesn't matter where you are. I feel like humans adapt to things so quickly.
Yeah.
And you just get used to things.
No. But what I'm saying is like they don't even know the outside world because of the communication. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's like, or do they know? They're like, because if people are escaping.
Oh, I got you.
Because in Cuba, for example, people escape Cuba, but like they're but they know.
Right.
So it's like they want to escape because it's like, hey, I'm living, you know, my life.
Right.
Or now people in Venezuela, you know, like. You know.
I think it's like a birds thing. You know, they're like, oh, but we can't fly. There's no way. Even though if they know, they're not like, oh, my God, we could maybe escape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Defecting is such a scary option. You've got lots of consequences hanging over
you.
And your family as well.
Yeah,
you like, if you try to defect,
that's why
your
people
family
like that go against immigrants. Go like, it's like, do you think people want to get out of their countries or want to leave? I mean, it's because it's life or death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, so it's like people always like, oh, they're coming here. And it's like, yeah, because they're dying.
They're dying, yeah.
If you would help their country or like whatever, they won't leave.
Yeah.
People never want to leave their own country.
Who's trying to leave is nice.
Yes.
Who's trying to leave a nice place? Like, I want to get out of Hawaii.
Most people want to stay in where they're from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but like that new movie, The Swimmers, which is a great movie, by the way, is about the refugees, what you're talking about.
Are you making this up, too?
Yeah. Like, the Swimmers?
They're swimmers, but then...
From like, what's the movie about?
Yeah, so one of the girls, they're refugees, and they're
oh,
so
oh, yeah, that's right. But that's, this is from where?
From Syria.
Syria, that's
yeah.
right. Yes.
So it's about them doing butterfly stroke, and she just started taking off and actually took flight as a human being for the what? First time.
Oh, my God.
No, because
I think he's on drugs.
Yeah. I mean, you are really on the...
On the sex show?
Something. Sorry.
No, but it's about refugees that you were talking about.
No,
that.
No, I know, I know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, so it's cool that...
Yeah. That's one way to have the opportunity. It's a lot like Russian athletes.
Yeah,
used to have to defect if you're an elite. Yeah, there you go. Cuban baseball. Like what's his face who played for the Dodgers for a while? They had to smuggle
Puig,
him.
Puig.
Puig. Yeah, Puig, they insanely had to smuggle
and now he's, I think
him
he's under
in car trunks and hide him in a hotel, and it was crazy getting him out.
But you're right. It's like life or death, and smuggled. They're like, yeah, of course, this is better. I'll be in the trunk.
Yeah, I prefer to die than doing what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, that's my thing. Yeah, yeah.
And it's crazy to think about.
So then you. I mean, we always ask this question about people moving, but like you kind of like you moved here for yourself, but then started doing comedy. But like, what was that? I guess your first big move to do stand up was to move to LA.
I think the first big move to me, because I was really in a shell. I was outgoing innately, but I was so afraid to speak up because, you know, Taiwan, we talked about it, like it was just, we're very like conservative and we want to be polite always.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Bantering was like really different and hard. So to make the big move to me was actually just going on stage and yeah, that was the big move. But to LA, it was, I didn't even want to come to LA because I was like, oh man, like I think it was just me afraid to like not be able to even progress. But my wife got a job here, and also she was really supportive, was like, hey, you should go there too. And then so you should, it will probably give you more opportunities.
Got it.
Right.
Yeah, so that was cool. But the big move was really to just get on stage to
So your family's life has definitely improved then compared to
how you felt
100%. Growing up, you know.
I can't even, it's like night and day, but I think the mental aspect of it, I'm still working on because we didn't, this is recently that I've discovered, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, we never celebrated it.
Okay.
Maybe Taiwanese people, some Taiwanese people did, but I think for a lot of immigrants is like, it's nothing. And,
Thanksgiving, but not Christmas.
You think?
For Taiwan, but especially my family.
It wasn't really a thing.
And no sports. Like earlier, you guys were talking about sports.
Yeah.
I would play sports. Like my dad bought me a basketball one time and was like, hey, let's go play. Mm-hmm. I was like maybe in like fourth grade. And then he slams me and go, why are you not good at this? And it's like my first time.
It was your first time?
It was my first time.
Oh, my God.
And he goes like this. He goes like this.
He just went like, get the fuck out of here.
He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Tough love.
Tough love.
Holy shit.
And then I had to he's like, practice for an hour. He did that with that and badminton. Dude, when we play ping pong, he will beat me, but in a way where it's like, oh, you didn't get that one. I will be depressed for like 2 days.
Wait a minute. So he would kick your ass and tease you.
He would tease me as I'm losing.
While pummeling you. Did you even have an opportunity to learn?
No. That's why I hate it.
Wow.
That's why I hate it.
Your dad's a bully, man.
That's a bully.
Yeah. So I hate it. Maybe because of that, but I don't know. But I just remember all these things. Maybe that's why I'm not really into sports.
Do you talk to him and tell him like you should ask him like blatantly.
He apologized in general already.
Oh, he did?
For the general thing. But the specific ones I didn't really
know. I would like to know like if you ask him like why did he was his dad even worse? Like, what was the reason?
I'm sure, maybe he thinks that was his way to discourage Jason from dreams of being an athlete. Right? So to discourage him. And now you've become a stand-up comedian, so he's probably like, fuck, I should have told him he wasn't funny all his childhood as well.
Because the only way
you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer is if you think you suck at any kind of social or physical skill.
That's true. Yeah, maybe he went into like, he's like, hey, tell me a joke, and you go like, knock, knock. He's like, you suck. You're not funny. And then you're like, well, I can't be funny.
I wouldn't have been a comedian if he did that.
That's a good life lesson.
Yeah, that's tough when your dad's such a bully.
But I don't know. But maybe I'm just not really into music, too. I don't know. Like, so everything. So it's just, like, about work. So I don't... I was talking to my sister-in-law about this. I'm like, oh, I don't really have any...
Hobbies.
Hobbies. I don't know. That's why, like, when you took me to the basketball game, that was America.
I took him to the... We went to the Clippers, remember?
Yeah, I figured you were a big fan.
I thought you knew. I thought he even knew about...
That was my first time, yeah.
That was his first time, yeah.
Right. I'm taking my wife to go for the first time, too.
Nice.
In like a couple months. I'm really excited.
Nice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, right. Do that.
Yeah.
Not for a couple months.
I'm American, everybody.
But you're being more like American, same like me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. But I just wish that maybe I was more like somebody, I don't know, somebody, maybe I should have, but I didn't know to do it, to be immerse myself in more in the American culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's a different upbringing from where you came from. So it's like,
But
for me, like I said,
your father liked sports.
My father liked sports, and again, Venezuela is very like Western world, American. So it's like, it wasn't a huge change to kind of like,
got it.
In terms of like, you know, like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Coming from, you know, Taiwan, which is completely different culture. Right. You know, it's harder to get into the culture. So I can see why it took you longer or to get into like, stuff. You know, yeah. But
I'm learning so much today, man.
Did you? All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me have a couple of this question. So when you travel, let's talk about this for your gigs and stuff like that. What do you like? Are you a person that collect miles, like status in the things? Do you have like status in the
standby? I get it.
You do standby?
No, I get it now.
What's your thing? Like, cause I like to always to do it the best I can. And I don't care if I spend more money in terms of...
Now I don't. I'm like you. No,
right?
Because
he's like hippie. Like,
bro, before like I would do four layovers.
Yeah, but that's when you're starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you don't have that much. I did that too. But now I'm like, fuck that.
I'm spending $100
right?
more dollars just
because
to
we
be
do it so much, right?
Too much, man.
Yeah.
But some people don't care. Do you still not... But do you? Would you care, though, if...
It depends on how much I'm being paid or
what
the lay of the land is.
Yeah, but like didn't you just recently just stay like over like one night in the airport for a flight?
No.
Yeah, you told me. You were like, I spent like the whole night there and sleeping in the airport so you can like get this other flight or something.
No, that must be somebody else.
No, that's you. Hey, you're the only whitey I know.
I haven't slept over in an airport.
No, he doesn't like. I like the status. I like being, you know, like I like being like choosing my seat. I like being.
Me too.
I like the Admiral Lounge. I don't know if you do the lounge.
That would be nice.
He says it's a waste of money. I was like, no.
I don't. You know,
it doesn't make it for me.
Well, so the Admiral Lounge would be nice if it was like if we go early or whatever the thing is and just chill or like if there's a layover.
Yeah, that's what it
is
nice. For.
I would love that.
You don't have that?
No. Not yet, because I got into the game a little bit. Because before, I would just book the cheapest flight. I didn't have...
Like, you don't have, like, collect... Like,
yeah, I didn't collect it, but I started to, like, the past year, years, yeah.
And then do you have any superstitions when you travel or anything like
that? Nah, just get to the airport on time, man.
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah,
you
I don't...
You don't...
I'm pretty practical.
Or do you bring anything to you in case, like, you know, it's your last...
I have one suitcase. So
no, but do you bring anything like to remind you, like in case you know the flights, you know you're about to die.
Bro, if we die, then we die, and I just hope that's it. I just go, let's go,
wow.
Let's go, baby. Do you guys have those superstitious things?
I mean, I bring like a thin, like a baseball that reminds me of my dad, you know, kind of like with me and stuff like that.
That's
you
really
know?
Nice.
But I don't really. It depends on how I'm feeling, but sometimes I need certain stage gear, like a certain jacket or something. I'll feel is lucky. Like if I'm on a roll and I'm having great gigs and I've got a certain jacket, I usually keep it going.
You know, do you do that?
And then
I have. I think my color is green.
Right.
If I don't wear green because I feel like. I don't know.
You don't want to ruin it for yourself?
I don't want to ruin it.
So you're the opposite. You so you're worried about having a bad gig in clothes that you like.
No, I don't like green. But because I feel like if I wear green, it's not. I don't know. I just don't feel good in green.
Okay.
But maybe you don't like green. Okay.
I don't know, though. Because I got jumped when I was younger in my favorite polo shirt. It was green, and I got jumped by like five guys, and I was like, you know what, maybe green isn't my color.
That's everybody processes you know trauma in a different way, but that's I think a legit way of going, like, oh god, I don't like wearing this thing.
So where were you?
Happened.
Yeah,
where were you when you got jumped?
I was where was this one? I got jumped several times.
Was your dad in the that jumped you to?
It was just him and my grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
Why'd you wear green? That's a terrible color.
No. Oh man.
Hey buddy, why don't we do this? Because we're gonna do another short episode, and I'm getting ready to go to Asia. Yeah. Why don't we just ask Jay to stick around? And we'll do the short one with him. I wouldn't mind talking about that. I'm going over to Asia.
Yeah.
I just had a visitor here all week in Los Angeles, staying with me from Nova Scotia. Right. So we got stuff to talk about, but I mean, we might as well have our guest hang out if you don't have to run off.
Chilling.
Because we have to.
All right.
Well, so we'll come back. Around. This is part one of part two. Part one of part two. Yes.
Cool.
So
we'll be right back.
Click the stuff, and then we'll see you for the next episode. See ya.
I think we got it. I don't know where he go.
Yeah, because because we did 50 minutes there. I was trying to signal you somehow, like, let's just wrap it up.
Oh, got it,
let's just wrap it up and do another one.
I don't know what to do here.
Yeah, I don't know how it stops either, but I'm sure he'll. I'm
sure he can stop it. Yeah. Was that okay, man?
Yeah, no, it was great. We just don't know how to stop the. The recording, so we can do the other one.
Okay. How long is the other one?
No, we'll do like 30 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We gotta. We'll leave before and you gotta leave before 3. So, and also there's another podcast coming at 3. So like we gotta go.
Cool. So, well, that's cool. That you guys are doing it here.
Yeah. No. It's a. They give it a space. You know.
Do you guys have to rent it or?
No.
Is it for free?
Yes, because I'm
the regular
part of the commerce store. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
So, yeah, because then we have another guy who, Bobby, I don't know if you met him, that he's the one that kind of cuts the clips and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And posts for it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's, it's something to do. But it's cool because, I mean, I like it because I meet people that I've never, or people that I know that ask all these questions about getting to know them better. So it's kind of cool, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I didn't, because the question you asked is nice, but I just didn't think you would be actually interested.
In what?
Like just upbringing, you know, and culture and stuff.
No, that's it, because that's the whole point of the podcast. It's kind of like, it's to talk, I mean, it's definitely, it's to talk about anything that I want to be like,
that you're going to know.
And then we can
tangent.
Because that's also cool, because other stories can come from that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the thing about that story, like playing, you know, that's.
Okay.
If I don't ask you who you're bringing, then you don't say that thing, you know what I mean? So I think that's the whole point of asking all those questions.
Cool, man.
Sorry, guys.
No worries. So we stopped it, and then we can just do a quick one with him, too.
Okay.
Right away.